This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, it is said he would complete 60 Qur'ans in one Ramadan. He would complete the Qur'an 60 times in one Ramadan. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Al-Qadhi Iyad, a famous imam from the imams of Islam, he said it is disliked for a believer not to complete the Qur'an outside of salah once in Ramadan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa bihi nasta'in wa nusalli wa nusallim ala khatim al-nabiyyin, nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As always, we begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we never ever forget Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our master and our teacher and our leader. And he really is the basis for all the reminders we share this Ramadan. For everything I share is not from me, but from his inheritance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to Ramadan Nights, this Ramadan 1445. And in today's episode, as we edge and sketch closer to the last 10 nights of Ramadan, I want to speak to you all about the Quran. For Ramadan is the month of Al-Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. The Quran, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the final testament. It is the timeless miracle. هو حبل الله المتين والصراط المستقيم والقول الحكيم. Subhanallah. It's the unbreakable bond of our Lord, and it is the wise word, and also it is the straight path, subhanallah. Whenever we say in Surah Al-Fatiha, ihdina surat al-mustaqim, guide us to the straight path, some of the scholars of Islam say surat al-mustaqim here refers to the Quran, subhanallah. This is the reality of the month that we are in, and Allah revealed the Quran in the month of Ramadan. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, reciting the Quran is one of the greatest acts of the month of Ramadan. And not only Ramadan, throughout our lives, but especially the month of Ramadan. And the pious before us used to keep their eyes peeled, you know, away from other things, and subhanallah, focused onto the Quran, onto the pages of the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they used to read from it as much as they could, because Ramadan is a season of worship. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, it is said he would complete 60 Qur'ans in one Ramadan. He would complete the Quran 60 times in one Ramadan. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Al-Qadhi Iyad, a famous imam from the imams of Islam, he said it is disliked for a believer not to complete the Quran outside of salah once in Ramadan. That outside of salah, at least once, the believer should complete the Quran in Ramadan. And of course, in salah, you listen to the imam and you complete it with the imam through listening to the Quran, but also reciting the Quran at least once. It is disliked for you not to do so at least once during Ramadan, and it is beloved for you to do so at least once in Ramadan. Now, this is real encouragement. Now, obviously, people are of different, you know, phases regarding the ability with the Quran, and completing a juz every day is not easy. And this is not the point from what I'm stating. The point is really to do what we can. And we need to have a plan. And now that we're heading towards the last 10 nights of Ramadan and the latter half of Ramadan and the end of Ramadan, and we spoke in earlier episodes about our actions being judged by their endings, let us ramp up our efforts with regards to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we get the full rewards of Ramadan, especially the rewards of the Quran. And how can we do this? Well, we need to have a plan, right? How much of the Quran do we want to complete now before the end of Ramadan? We need to quantify that idea and then work every day towards hitting that target. Now, in my experience working with the youth and with adults in mentoring them, you know, we get people, subhanAllah, when they set these quantitative targets, it tends to burn them out. And it depends on the personality type of a person. And what I found useful is to scrap the quantitative approach and come up with a qualitative approach. So instead of saying, I'm going to read half a juz a day or a quarter juz a day, and you're failing with this, and especially if this has been happening to you up to this point, then this is a good chance for you to change things and take note of what I'm about to say. So scrap the quantitative idea of a quarter or a half or a juz and move it to a qualitative approach, whereby you say, I will spend 30 minutes a day reading Quran. If I finish 10 pages in those 30 minutes, alhamdulillah. If I finish 20 pages, alhamdulillah. If I finish 5 pages, alhamdulillah. But I will allocate 30 minutes in the day. And in the evening, maybe 1 hour, because we'll be searching for Laylatul Qadr. And this way, you're not focused on a number of pages, but you're bound by a set time span. And alhamdulillah, whatever you achieve in it, that is an accomplishment. Sometimes what happens is when you set a hard number and you don't achieve that number, it tends to burn you out. And then you end up over time giving up on the very process that you considered extremely valuable. So I hope this helps, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. So as we head towards the end of the Quran, connect with the Quran. And not just in reading, listen to the Quran. Ponder over the meanings of the Quran. Take one verse, open a book of tafsir. Understand that verse. And then spend a day, 2 days, 3 days, just pondering over that verse. What has this verse taught me? This ideal in the verse, does it exist in my life? If it doesn't exist in my life, why doesn't it exist in my life? If it exists in my life at 30% capacity, what can I do to take it to 100%? Why is there this gap between me and the 100%? Run that gap analysis, right? It's called the gap analysis. I'm at 30% of my ideal. Allah's calling me to this ideal. There's a 70% gap. Why is there the 70% gap? Then run a root cause analysis. That's the why. After you understand the gap analysis, run a root cause analysis. SubhanAllah, why is there this gap between me and my ideal? What's stopping me? Is it apps on my phone? Is it me not being fluent with the Quran? Is it not having access to the knowledge of this verse? Okay, then after you understand the root cause, move on to the solutions analysis. Right, what can I do to close this gap? Should I find a teacher? Can I get a Quran buddy? Because I become demotivated if I do this by myself, right? Should I get a teacher to help build up my efficiency and proficiency with my reading and so on and so forth? So these are all part and parcel of worshipping Allah with the Quran. And if you show Allah this attitude with the Quran, then inshallah you will be rewarded the rewards of the Quran in Ramadan. And Allah inshallah will write you to be from the family of Al-Quran in this life and the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write us from the family of Al-Quran. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And until next time, Salamu Allahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.